The Morgan Lee Band is back as my co-host this week as Tam's on vacation. Tonight's the big show at Belmont Park's Beach House with Matt Stell. The Morgan Lee Band is opening up. And yesterday you guys mentioned how San Diego this show is. And
it's funny that you said that because Tam and I, last time we were there for the Lainey Wilson listening party. And even though we've been here for a long time now, even though we've been a partnership for 20 plus years, it was probably the most fun I've ever had working. And I looked at her during the album release party and said, as the song was playing, because we was just up on the stage like a couple of dopes waiting for the song to be over and give away a prize. I'm like, can you believe that we did this? We worked so hard to be here, and I was so grateful. And it's so San Diego, Ruel. You're right. Yeah. You can't get so more beautiful. San Diego unless you're eating a fish taco and complaining about traffic.
Oh,
and maybe we can do that as well. Speaking of the Lainey Wilson party, dudes, the vibe there was so incredible. There's going to be a lot of people there that were there a couple weeks ago. You guys got to do a Lainey Wilson song, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you got the vocalist for it.
I mean, maybe if you fly us in a helicopter. Because, I mean, you flew her in a helicopter, and I think we were offered an Uber extra small. Is that what we were offered?
Extra small?
Extra small, yeah. Like my harmonica.
I think he gave us a bird scooter budget. Is that what we got?
I love Lainey
Wilson.
Are
cool.
So, I want to play a song of Lainey Wilson's.
Well, last time I checked, the name of the band is the Morgan Lee Band.
We'll do both, you know?
My argument is it's weird to go on stage and be like, hey, you know that song you guys heard the real artist do a few weeks ago? Here's our not-so-good version.
Hey. Oh, stop. How's that different than any other cover you would play?
John's all, it's as good as any of your bad covers.
That's not what I meant. I meant the audience has probably heard that artists sing that song originally, maybe live.
It's true.
That makes no different than any other cover you guys do.
Ruel can play the mandolin on it. Many instruments.
How many instruments?
Yeah, I do. I do play like anything with strings. But they keep making me bring the mandolin to shows to play one Lainey Wilson song.
Okay, but don't you love Things a Man Ought to Know?
I think it's a great song.
It's a great song. And the mandolin on the intro.
So I'm getting the idea that two of you want to play Lainey Wilson. The other one named Ruel, who plays anything with strings, says I don't want to play. We're in a democracy. Let's make a band vote. As the official harmonica player of the band, I say Lainey Wilson. I say Lainey Wilson.
He only gets 2/3 votes. So.
Okay. Okay. 2/3 of me says Lainey Wilson. How about you guys?
Morgan? I want Lainey Wilson.
Okay, sorry. Ruel.
I mean, how long do you need to learn that solo? Because I'm not playing mandolin, so it's going to be the... No. John DeLynn. The John DeLynn version of...
No, nobody wants that. Again, you'll see this and so much more. Maybe even an on-stage band argument with the Morgan Lee Band. At Beach House, Belmont Park. That's tomorrow. Get your tickets at KSON.com. John and Tammy featuring the Morgan Lee Band, filling in for Tam, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Got pop culture questions in there. Got to answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's Hollywood knowledge.
Let's head out. Well, right next door, Marsha and Sarah Mesa. What's going on, neighbor?
Just working.
Okay. Well, let's get right to it then. Marsha, Tammy's on vacation. Perhaps you've heard the Morgan Lee Band has been filling in for us. Say hi to Marsha, guys.
Good morning, Marsha.
Good morning, everybody.
Marsha, would you please do me a favor? First thing I need you to do is pick a member of the Morgan Lee Band that you would like to take on. We've got Morgan, who hasn't gone yet. We've got Paul, and we've got Ruel. Which one would you like? You want to give Morgan her first crack at it?
Morgan.
Oh, gosh.
Okay.
Okay.
I kind of led you into that one. So.
Yeah.
All right. Now, Marsha, the second thing I need you to do is banish these guys out of the studio. Tell them to get lost for a while.
Hey, take a hike, okay?
See ya.
Marsha, I got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Morgan Lee of the Morgan Lee Band. You're going to get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside for custom gates and garage doors at garagedoorandgatestore.com. Want to remind you also, Marsha, all ties will unfortunately go to the Morgan Lee Band, okay?
Okay.
Former professional snowboarder and skateboarder and native Californian Sean White had a birthday this week. True or false? Sean White is from San Diego.
True.
Joey Chestnut beat Kobayashi in the big hot dog eating contest on Labor Day, downing 83 wieners to Kobayashi's 66. These two used to be legends in the Nathan's hot dog eating contest on Coney Island that is traditionally held on what holiday?
Memorial Day?
Donnie Wahlberg and Jenny McCarthy renewed their vows on their 10th anniversary. What CBS cop show was Wahlberg a part of that ran for 14 seasons on CBS?
Blue
Amazon founder Jeff Bezos has a new $80 million jet to add to his collection. What state was Amazon founded in? California, New Jersey, or Washington?
I'm going to say New Jersey.
And finally, Sophia Bush and Hillary Burton Morgan are developing a sequel series for the WB and then the CW show that they were on for 9 seasons. It's going to be on Netflix. They'll also produce. There's no word if any other cast members from the original show are returning. What is the show I'm talking about?
I have no clue.
Okay. Let's get the Morgan Lee Band back in.
Okay.
Marsha, what you got going on today?
Just working.
Hey, reminded you, Morgan Lee is opening up for Matt Stell at the Beach House Belmont Park. So you can get your tickets at KSON.com if you want to check that out tonight. In the meantime, guys, Marsha, Morgan did 2 out of 5.
Oh, I have a chance.
All right, Morgan.
Yes.
Former professional snowboarder, skateboarder, and native Californian Sean White had a birthday this week. True or false, White is from San Diego.
True.
That is true.
His documentary was awesome.
I never saw it.
Oh, you should watch it.
Okay. Do you guys know Sean?
I don't know him personally, but I would like to be friends with him.
Okay. He seems like, you know what? That is the kind of guy that he seems to be like. Plus, he's got incredible hair. It is 1-1. Joey Chestnut beat Kobayashi in the big hot dog eating contest on Labor Day, downing 83 wieners to Kobayashi's 66. These two used to be legends in the Nathan's hot dog eating contest on Coney Island that is traditionally held on what holiday?
Labor Day. Aww.
No, it's the 4th of July, guys.
Oh.
It is still 1-1. Donnie Wahlberg and Jenny McCarthy renewed their vows on their 10th anniversary. What CBS cop show was Wahlberg a part of that ran for 14 seasons? Anybody?
Paw Patrol.
Wait.
Paw Patrol. That's very funny.
Morgan's been a mom to 3 toddlers for 20 years.
Is it Cops?
No, it's not.
It's not Cops.
No. I know this one.
It's called Blue Bloods. So Marsha didn't know it either.
No, I knew that one.
Oh, you did. You did know that one. I'm sorry. Wow, look at that.
Yeah.
Marsha 2, Morgan from the Morgan Lee Band 1. Here we go. Amazon founder Jeff Bezos has a new $80 million jet to add to his collection. What state was Amazon founded in? Was it California, New Jersey, or Washington?
Washington.
That is right. Marsha went with Jersey. 2-2. And finally, Sophia Bush and Hillary Burton Morgan are developing a sequel series for the WB and then the CW show that they were on for 9 seasons. It'll be on Netflix. They're also going to produce. There's no word if any other cast members from the original are returning. What's the show? Here's a clue. My daughters were big fans.
It's not Buffy. What's the other? No.
Morgan, you are putting so much pressure on yourself. I thought Tammy was hard.
To sweat.
I know. I can see you're glistening.
It's not Twilight, Paul.
It's okay to say you don't know.
I don't know.
Okay. That's good. No, but that was a good guess. One Tree Hill is what we're looking for.
That was actually really close.
That actually was close. And that means today we finished with a tie. Unfortunately, Marsha, all ties go to the Morgan Lee Band. Actually, I should say fortunately, because that was my hundo that was going out the door if they would have lost. So no money, but Jessica, please tell her what she's doing Friday night.
Yeah, Marsha, you now have 2 tickets to see Dan and Shay tomorrow at the North Island Credit Union Amphitheater.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
All right, Marsha, enjoy that concert. Have a wonderful day, and thank you for playing the Morgan Lee Band in Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Thank you very much.
They had such a good time yesterday. They came back today. Also, it's very coincidental, not at all, that they're opening up for Matt Stell tonight at the Beach House, Belmont Park. The Morgan Lee Band, guest hosting for Tammy. Guys, I had so much fun with you yesterday.
Oh,
thank you so much.
Fun.
Yeah?
Thank you.
You liked it?
Yeah, it was great.
You get to see what I do for a change. Instead of me like standing in the crowd watching how talented you guys are.
What are you complaining about?
2 days
in a row.
Who's complaining? I love my job. So you guys have not been performing in Southern California as much as you used to. You said yesterday 4 gigs a week was pretty much the norm for y'all?
Yeah, we used to do, you know, a lot. We were traveling, pre-COVID, traveling a lot, going state to state, you know, up and down California.
Well, you took the COVID break to get it on with your husband a lot and have 3 kids. Why not? What else were we going to do?
Yeah. You know what? I'm sure there's a reason why there's a lot of kids that 100%. They call COVID babies for a reason.
100%.
We had nothing else to do.
Congratulations, first of all, on your beautiful family.
Thank you. Literally,
it's like they can make postcards out of your social media pictures.
You
can tell you are a very loving family, and your kids are very loved.
Morgan's selling postcards, actually.
Probably is at the merch table tonight. There's a lot of people listening in their cars right now that know exactly why you're here. Not to plug your show. Not to be on the radio with a goof.
Just need a little break.
Right. So how old are your kids right now?
So my oldest is 5.
Name?
Eleanor.
Oh, beautiful.
And then we have Penelope. She's 3. And Amelia is 1.
So no wonder you're here. How are you looking the way you look? And I'm saying this with all respect. You look fabulous. You always do.
Thank you.
3 toddlers. I mean,
you should see me tomorrow because yeah. It'll definitely be like a top bun, sweatpants, you know.
Right. In other words, normal.
Yeah, that's the normal.
Gotcha. What are you finding that's like the most surprising about raising 3 toddlers? That's your full-time gig now. And I'm not saying that in any degrading form at all. That is such an important and a very difficult job. I mean, you never have a break.
Yeah.
Right? So what's a typical day in your life like?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of pure chaos.
Right.
But it's a beautiful chaos. It's only going to last so long. And that's what we always say is, you know, you only have kids little kids who really love you and think you're awesome and want to hang out with you. It only lasts, maybe 10 years. You know?
You're going to go through that time. And I say this from experience, and I'm kind of channeling my inner Tammy here.
Aww.
She told me you're going to go through that beautiful initial time and then a few years of hell when they're teenagers, especially girls. No disrespect. Oh, yeah. It's tough to raise girls.
But they come back, right?
I'm telling you right now, my daughter co-hosted the show with me earlier this week. She lives in Del Mar, but we lived together in Carlsbad for a few years after she graduated college. My youngest daughter, Julia, lives in St. Paul where her mom lives. She went to school at the University of Minnesota. Oddly enough, I spent COVID a bit differently than you did. I had the fortunate instance to have my daughters with me as a surprise. They were in on spring break. They were overlapping each other, or so we thought.
Mm-hmm.
But then the world stopped, and there was no college to go back to. And I had them for darn near 6 months. And I know a lot of people went through a lot of crap through COVID, and I'm not diminishing anything that went down. It was not bad for me.
That was probably the best 6 months to, like, have undivided attention with them.
Well, and I hope you never have. I swear to God, I hope you never have to go through this. But
yeah.
Part of the big pressures and stresses and horrific thoughts about divorce is I'm going to lose my kids.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I went through when I got divorced all those years ago.
Yeah.
So the fact that I can say now that not only are my daughters and I closer than we ever have, but they're my best friends and they damn near saved my... No, they saved my life.
Oh.
So, yes, they come back is the long answer to that question.
Yeah.
And they are so close now. And they weren't when they were in their high school years.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't stand each other. Yeah. And they fought all the time.
I'm sure we'll get there.
You're going to get there, but they're going to be so close when they're my kids' age. I can't wait for you to go through that as well.
That's what we're most excited about.
And I know you get this a lot, but I'll tell you this. It's going to be like tomorrow. So really, really embrace what you got going on now. Paul knows. He's got kids that are older now. Ruel doesn't have a clue what we're talking about, but that's okay.
He doesn't know.
You have a pet, Ruel?
No, he doesn't even got that.
They do. They got a turtle that's like 40 years old.
No, I mean... I've got about 70 pairs of shoes. Similar.
He likes shoes. Thing.
I've got a collection of shoes that require almost as much care as a child. Yeah. Let's be real.
Okay.
Read that and more in his new book, I'm Single, Why?
Yeah.
By the way, I wrote the prologue for it, so don't worry about it, bro. The Morgan Lee Band is here. They are here all morning. They are here tonight at Belmont Park's Beach House, opening up for Matt Stahl. I cannot wait to be a part of this show. Oh, incidentally, I'm going to KOSI later on this morning with Matt. Get your tickets at KSON.com. John and Tammy, today featuring the Morgan Lee Band, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON. So what you're hearing in the background is the Morgan Lee Band, my studio guest today. And yesterday, filling in for Tammy as she's on vacation. And this is a treat because the Morgan Lee Band is going to play some live music for us in just about a half hour or so. And then at 8 o'clock, they're going to help me let you know who you are going to be seeing headlining Stagecoach this year. You guys ready for that, by the way?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right, get back to work, Morgan. You got some vocal working out to do. In the meantime, thank you guys so much for being here. Can't wait to hear an original Morgan Lee cut. And can't wait to see you guys play this tonight and so many more songs opening up for Matt Stahl at Beach House, Belmont Park. You can get your tickets at KSON.com. They're only $20. And you know what? What a great night. Spend the sunset watching the Morgan Lee Band and then Matt Stahl. In the meantime, 833-287-1037. Morgan Lee Band also playing Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge against you. And you will win tickets to Dan and Shay by taking them on. Win or lose, that's what you're going to do. Win, you get $100 of my money. So guys, no pressure. Don't lose. 833-287-1037 as the Morgan Lee Band takes you on in Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. John and Tammy featuring the Morgan Lee Band this morning on San Diego's Morning Show on KSON. We are back with the Morgan Lee Band, who's been filling in the last couple of days for Tammy. And may I just say, filling in awesomely. I have had such a good time with you guys. This
Thank
is a fun
you.
Job sometimes, as
it's
you can
so
tell. I get to do it with my best friend every day. I have for the last 20 plus years. But having more friends here, more voices, more creativity. We're going to hear some live stuff from the Morgan Lee Band a little bit later on. But I think it's important for your fans here And you've got many of them, who, by the way, you can see tonight, the Morgan Lee Band, opening up for Matt Stell at the Beach House Belmont Park. Get your tickets at KSON.com. They're only $20, okay?
No excuse.
Maybe you don't know the people that are behind the instruments and the voices that are the Morgan Lee Band. We had learned about Morgan's life, the kids, the zoo that she has at home with no animals. How odd is that? Just toddlers. Everywhere you look, there's a new kid.
Yeah.
We learned that Ruel has a turtle and many shoes and can play anything with strings.
Except for the heartstrings.
Shots fired, Paul. You can come over to my house anytime, Ruel. We can pal around.
Let's do it.
That won't depress you at all. Paul, let's learn about you. I know that you spend time between here.
Well, you're not the IRS, right?
I know that you spend time between here and Austin because your son in particular is an aspiring pro soccer player.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we moved there about 2 years ago.
That's rad.
To do that.
That's expensive, too. I imagine.
It is. It's been good. You know, we Airbnb the house here.
Okay.
And that, you know, financially makes a little more sense.
Okay.
Kudos to my daughter. You know, he's a twin, so I got boy and girl twins.
Okay.
So we moved there right at high school. You know, high school's about to start. So, you know, it's a big challenge for my daughter to start a new school.
Sure.
And do those things. So, but she's done well. And, you know.
So what you're hearing in the background is the Morgan Lee Band. My studio guest today and yesterday, filling in for Tammy as she's on vacation. And this is a treat because the Morgan Lee Band is going to play some live music for us in just about a half hour or so. And then at 8 o'clock, they're going to help me let you know who you are going to be seeing headlining Stagecoach this year. You guys ready for that, by the way?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right, get back to work, Morgan. You got some vocal working out to do. In the meantime, thank you guys so much for being here. Can't wait to hear an original Morgan Lee cut and can't wait to see you guys play this tonight and so many more songs opening up for Matt Stell at Beach House, Belmont Park. You can get your tickets at KSON.com. They're only $20. And you know what? What a great night. Spend the sunset watching the Morgan Lee Band and then Matt Stell. In the meantime, 833-287-1037. Morgan Lee Band also playing Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge against you. And you will win tickets to Dan and Shay by taking them on. Win or lose, that's what you're going to do. Win, you get $100 of my money. So guys, no pressure. Don't lose. 833-287-1037 as the Morgan Lee Band takes you on in Tammy's College of Hollywood Hollywood Knowledge. John and Tammy featuring the Morgan Lee Band this morning on San Diego's Morning Show on KSON. We are back with the Morgan Lee Band, who's been filling in the last couple of days for Tammy. And may I just say, filling in awesomely. I have had such a good time with you guys. This
Thank
is a fun
you.
Job sometimes, as you
it's
can
so
tell. I get to do it with my best friend every day. I have for the last 20 plus years. But having more friends here, more voices, more creativity. We're going to hear some live stuff from the Morgan Lee Band a little bit later on. But I think it's important for your fans here. And you've got many of them, who, by the way, you can see tonight, the Morgan Lee Band, opening up for Matt Stell at the Beach House Belmont Park. Get your tickets at KSON.com. They're only $20, okay?
No excuse.
Maybe you don't know the people that are behind the instruments and the voices that are the Morgan Lee Band. We had learned about Morgan's life, the kids, the zoo that she has at home with no animals. How odd is that? Just toddlers. Everywhere you look, there's a new kid.
Yeah.
We learned that Ruel has a turtle and many shoes and can play anything with strings.
Except for the heartstrings.
Shots fired, Paul. You can come over to my house anytime, Ruel. We can pal around.
Let's do it.
That won't depress you at all. Paul, let's learn about you. I know that you spend time between here.
Well, you're not the IRS, right?
I know that you spend time between here and Austin because your son in particular is an aspiring pro soccer player.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we moved there about 2 years ago.
That's rad.
To do that.
That's expensive, too. I imagine.
It is. It's been good. You know, we Airbnb the house here.
Okay.
And that, you know, financially makes a little more sense.
Okay.
Kudos to my daughter. You know, he's a twin, so I got boy and girl twins.
Okay.
So we moved there right at high school. You know, high school's about to start. So, you know, it's a big challenge for my daughter to start a new school.
Sure.
And do those things. So, but she's done well. And, you know, so is he. So,
isn't it amazing how tough they are?
Oh, it's crazy.
Resilient.
Maybe people don't know that you are not a native of America.
No, I'm not. And I'm still not a citizen. But it actually worked out. You know, I got, I ended up getting my kids British citizenship as well.
Oh, cool.
So I'm hoping that helps my son as he pursues his career, possibly overseas.
That's so cool.
Soccer world.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
So where are you from?
From Scotland. I was born in Glasgow. Scotland.
Come on, bring the accent back.
John asked me to talk dirty to him.
That's awesome.
So I moved here when I was 8. You know, new school, new country. You know, I remember the first day of third grade, you know, I walked in, the teacher wanted me to introduce myself, and I'm Paul from Scotland, and, you know, it's not cool when you're in third grade. I went to a Catholic school over there, and we had to wear a shirt and tie like we were Harry Potter at Hogwarts.
Right.
So, of course, my mom sent us to school in a shirt and tie.
Oh, public school? Oh,
yeah, public
no.
school.
Oh,
and you got
poor
the
Scottish kid.
And the Scottish accent, you know.
This,
but we're not going to get into my childhood, you know. I don't think that's a whole nother.
Oh, your poor mom. She didn't know.
No, she
oh,
didn't.
Oh, that's so charming.
Yeah.
She did it on purpose.
She did. But yeah, you know, but
I bet your teacher saw you and her heart melted. A little cute Paul in a shirt and tie. So when you're back home, do you start speaking that accent
right
away
again?
Yeah,
it's kind of like, you know, when you hang out with friends.
The rest of the family.
You tend to have a little more, you know, you change your persona to what, you know, your environment a little bit. And it's so weird, you know, I noticed that, especially being here in San Diego, you know, a lot of Hispanic people, they'll do like a hybrid Spanish and English when they're talking.
Sure.
And the same thing goes for the accents. You know, if my parents were here, it'd be, you know, mum. And I don't know if I'm a Scottish kid pretending to be American or American kid pretending to be Scottish.
That's so cool.
I kind of lost that.
I asked that question because my cousin Mike was in town for Labor Day weekend, and I spent 3 days with him. I love my cousin Mike, but he's from Chicago, and he's definitely Chicago. And I drove there saying, oh, I love being here in California. I think I'll spend $10 for a gallon of gas and get a fish taco. And by the time I say goodbye, I'm like, hey, man, we'll go back home. We'll get a beef sandwich. I can't wait to get back to Chicago. I literally, within 5 minutes, I'm speaking like a
Chicago. Like on an episode of The Bear.
I am what I am. I'm an Italian kid from Chicago. I haven't pronounced it Chicago in a long time until I was spending the last couple days with Mike. Anyway, God, I can't believe your mom sent you to school in a little coat and tie.
Poor little kid.
It's the sweetest thing I've ever heard. This is Getting to Know the Morgan Lee Band, and you'll get to know their music if you don't already tonight by seeing them at Beach House Belmont Park, opening for Matt Stell. I hope Matt knows what competition he's in for here. He's going to have to bring it after following you guys on stage.
That's right.
This ticket's only $20, okay? And you can get it at KSON.com. John and Tammy featuring the Morgan Lee Band this week. San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
It's Tammy, College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy, College of Hollywood Knowledge. Got pop culture questions in there. Got answers more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy. Hollywood knowledge.
Let's go, Terry in Lakeside. What's going down, Terry?
I'm driving north on that busy 5.
Oh, I do not envy you that. Hopefully we'll be a little respite for that with playing Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge, but not with Tammy. It's the Morgan Lee Band. You got professional musicians, so we might have a chance this time. No offense, guys.
All right.
Terry, I know you know the Morgan Lee Band's work, so it's kind of cool that you're on with them. Do me a favor. Pick one of the three to face off. You got Morgan Lee, the lead singer. You got Paul, the guitarist, vocalist. You've got Ruel. He can play anything with strings, also a vocalist. Seriously, three very talented people. Who do you want? Morgan, Paul, or Ruel?
Let's do Paul.
Terry, first thing I need you to do is kick the Morgan Lee Band out of the studio, please.
You guys have to go take a break somewhere.
Terry, 5 pop culture questions, as you know. You get more right than Paul from the Morgan Lee Band. You're going to get $100 of my money thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors. A garage door and gate store.com. Also, Terry, you know this. All ties will go to the Morgan Lee Band, okay?
Yes, sir.
Donnie Wahlberg and Jenny McCarthy renewed their vows on their 10th anniversary. What group did Donnie form back in the 80s and is still a part of today?
Oh, God. Is it the New Kids on the Block?
After 23 years, Blake Shelton is parting ways with his record label. Who is his wife?
Gwen Stefani.
Drew Barrymore says she regrets doing Playboy back in the day because she didn't know the internet was going to be a thing and live there forever. Drew starred in 3 movies with Adam Sandler. Name any of them.
That really sucks. No, I don't know.
Esquire magazine ranked Tom Hanks' best movies in no particular order. Captain Phillips, Saving Private Ryan, and Apollo 13 were the top 3. What placed number 1?
Saving Private Ryan.
And finally, Jennifer Lopez posted some summer photos with Ben Affleck, nowhere in sight. She also included inspirational quotes like, everything is unfolding in divine order. Ugh. Name the 2019 film J-Lo starred in about a crew of New York City strippers who begin to steal money by drugging stock traders and CEOs who visit their club and then running up their credit cards.
I don't know that one.
Okay, Terry, let's get the Morgan Lee Band back in the studio.
Hey.
Terry, you're on the 5, you're in traffic. Where's the eventual destination?
Actually, Ken Grody Ford.
Okay. Terry did 3 out of 5, Paul, from the Morgan Lee Band. Guys, Donnie Wahlberg and Jenny McCarthy renewed their vows on their 10th anniversary. What group did Donnie form back in the 80s and is still a part of today?
New Kids on the Block.
That is right. Terry knew that. It's 1-1. After 23 years, Blake Shelton's parting ways with his record label. Who's his wife?
Current wife?
Correct.
Gwen Stefani?
Gwen Stefani.
Mm-hmm.
It's 2-2. Drew Barrymore says she regrets doing Playboy back in the day because she didn't know the internet was going to be a thing and live forever there. Drew starred in 3 movies with Adam Sandler. Name any of them.
51st Dates.
That is right.
It's a great movie.
Extra credit. You want in the other two?
Blended.
Yes. The one I didn't think you'd get.
So why?
Because the other one's obvious for you guys. The Wedding Singer.
Oh, The Wedding Singer.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah. So now it is 3-2. Terry did not know. Esquire magazine ranked Tom Hanks' best movies in no particular order. Captain Phillips, Saving Private Ryan, and Apollo 13 were the top 3. What placed number 1?
That's it. Saving Private Ryan?
That is right.
Ooh.
Terry knew that as well. Paul's killing it. 4-3. And finally, guys, Jennifer Lopez posted some summer photos with Ben Affleck nowhere in sight. Big shock. Also a big shock, not. She also included inspirational quotes like everything is unfolding in divine order. I'll pause for eye roll. Good. Name the 2019 film J-Lo starred in about a crew of New York City strippers who begin to steal money by drugging stock traders and CEOs who visit their club and then running up their credit cards.
I have no idea.
Wait.
Anybody want to throw one out there?
Made in Manhattan.
Made in Manhattan. I didn't know that she moonlit as a stripper.
That'd be great.
That's great, though. That's great. J-Lo was actually really strong in the movie Hustlers.
Hustler. I knew it started with an H.
Terry, today, the Morgan Lee Band, Paul specifically, let's be honest, entirely, takes you down by a score of 4-3. So you're not going to get any of my money, thank you guys. But we do have a great prize for you. Jessica, where's Terry going to spend Friday night?
You're going to be at Dan and Shay at the North Island Credit Union Amphitheater.
Yay.
Terry, you're a good sport. Unfortunately, I do have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Terry from Lakeside, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge featuring the Morgan Lee Band.
It's always a very special treat when we get live musicians in studio. It's even more of a special treat when I can call them friends, and that's what today is all about, as the Morgan Lee Band is here helping me host the show when Tammy is on her vacation, her long-deserved vacation. They're opening for Matt Stell tonight at Beach House, and we're going to hear some of your favorite Morgan Lee covers, I'm sure, but also some originals, and we're super stoked about that. I really would like you guys to play an original right now, if you wouldn't mind.
We would love to, yeah.
Talk about this one.
So Paul and I, we've been writing songs together for what, like 13? We always say 12 years, but it's definitely, it's longer than that now. And this is one of the first songs that we wrote together called Foolish.
Okay. So. The Morgan Lee Band. Will we hear this tonight?
Yes, you'll hear this one tonight. Full band, though.
Take it away, guys.
Used to be you and me. We fit so perfectly together in a world where we don't need nothing. Simple kind of loving, cause you need more, but I'm not the one who used to be loved. Now I'm giving up, but sometimes love is just not enough. Cause I can't look at you the same way anymore. Drunk or telling me you love me only when I'm walking out the door. I got this feeling I can't shake. Cause in the morning I was breaking down. You said I'm foolish, but I know you're fooling around. Whoa, yeah, yeah, I know you're fooling around. Whoa, yeah. Sometimes the day to day, it just gets in the way. Sometimes I scream and shout, right words that never come out. Cause you win the war, but I lose the fight. You win the arguments, but I know I'm right. If you're thinking of leaving, don't think twice. Cause I can't look at you the same way anymore. But you're good telling me you love me only when I'm walking out the door. Got this feeling I can't shake. Cause in the morning I was breaking down. You said I'm foolish, but I know you're fooling around. Oh,
scream and shout. Rap words that never come out. I wanna scream and shout. Cause I can't look at you the same way anymore. Don't go telling me you love me only when I'm walking out the door. I got this feeling I can't shake. In the morning I was breaking down. You said I'm foolish, but I know you're fooling around.
Cause I can't look at you the same way anymore. But don't go telling me,
don't go telling me you love me, baby. I got this feeling I can't shake. Cause in the morning I was breaking down. I know you're fooling around. Whoa, yeah. Yeah, I know you're fooling around. Whoa, yeah. Yeah, I know you're fooling around.
Guys, beautiful. This just in.
Thank you.
You sound good together. You really do. That's not easy to do early in the morning. So I really appreciate that. The Morgan Lee Band opening for Matt Stell tonight at Beach House, Belmont Park. By the way, we're also going to have Morgan Lee and the band help us announce the headliners for Stagecoach. 8:05, you'll find out the people you'll be seeing Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Stagecoach. It's going to be a huge announcement. Don't miss that 8:05 this morning. But coming up next, speaking of the show tonight, yesterday you guys asked me if I would ruin your set by coming on stage and performing
John the Destroyer.
Performing with you. Have we figured out what song we're going to play since it's tonight and I haven't practiced with you guys
yet? I don't think we should tell the crowd. I think they should.
Well, we're going to talk about it off the air. We're going to talk about it next, okay? So
okay.
I'd appreciate a little bit of help. You know, not
we
much.
We know what it's not. Piano Man. It's not.
All right. That's coming up next. But first, we are back with Morgan Lee Band, who have been kind and gracious enough not only to perform for us, be my guest host, as Tammy is taking a long-deserved vacation, and is also the guys and the gal playing tonight at Beach House, Belmont Park, opening for Matt Stell. You can get your ticket still, $20. I hope this next segment won't dissuade you from going to the show.
No, it's going to make them want to come.
Oh, Morgan. I would love if what you're saying came true. I was asked, and reluctantly, because it really makes me nervous, accepted to come on stage tonight and play a little harmonica with you guys. Thank you for the opportunity. I have not played live for a very long time, other than just annoying the crap out of my family, my friends, and anybody that hears me do Piano Man.
You know, it's so fun, though, because every time that you've played with us, it's always like a highlight that we remember, and other people talk about, too. Like, remember that one time John came up?
Are you just saying that?
No, no. I'm serious.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's very kind.
Everyone thinks you do a good job except you, John.
Well, doctors. I was going to say, you sound exactly like my therapist, bro. That's nuts.
Everyone
thank
loves
you.
John except
that
John.
That was a nice thing to say. Thank you, and I need to work on that. Okay, so anyway, I was really hoping that you would tell me the song and we can broadcast it to everybody listening. But I like what we're doing with this. So I know the song we're going to do, but it's going to be kind of a surprise.
It's a surprise. Yeah. You have to come to the show tonight to hear what John's going to do.
Can I ask a couple questions to get people thinking?
Okay.
Is it a crowd pleaser?
Of course.
100%.
Is it a song people know and can sing along to?
100%.
Can they sing loudly as to cover up my poor harmonica playing?
I mean,
we're going to ask them to be silent during your solo.
My solo? Okay, literally, I almost wet myself. There'll be no solo.
All
except solo, they can't hear me.
And solo, yeah.
There's not. Everybody knows this song. They know every word to it.
Okay.
We'll say it's one of those songs where, like, first two chords, people can be like, oh my God, I know this song.
All right. Okay.
I'll give a little hint.
No.
There's also a fiddle in it.
Yeah. I mean, also a guitar.
Harmonica and fiddle. Yeah.
Very vague. So that's okay. Okay. So ponder that and get to KSON.com. Get your tickets. The show is tonight, Belmont Park Beach House. All the details are at KSON.com. And of course, Matt Stell is our headliner. I'll be going to KUSI later on this morning with Matt to promote the show, and he'll be playing some of his music on KUSI starting about 9:15 this morning. So check that out. At 8:05, y'all will be playing the headliners.
Yes.
So we can announce properly Stagecoach, okay? Y'all ready for that? You better warm up. Not that you're not prepared, but... okay, that's 8:05. Stagecoach announcement. John and Tammy featuring the Morgan Lee Band. San Diego's Morning Show on KSON. You've been waiting a long time for this. Well, since the last notes of Morgan Wallen's show ended at Stagecoach 2024, the announcement of who is headlining stage...
It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Got pop culture questions in there. Got answers more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Let's go to Terry in Lakeside. What's going down, Terry?
I'm driving north on that busy 5.
Oh, I do not envy you that. Hopefully we'll be a little respite for that with playing Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. But not with Tammy. It's the Morgan Lee Band. You got professional musicians, so we might have a chance this time. No offense, guys.
All right.
Terry, I know you know the Morgan Lee Band's work, so it's kind of cool that you're on with them. Do me a favor. Pick one of the three to face off. You got Morgan Lee, the lead singer. You got Paul, the guitarist, vocalist. You've got Ruel. He can play anything with strings, also a vocalist. Seriously, three very talented people. Who do you want? Morgan, Paul, or Ruel?
Let's do Paul.
Terry, first thing I need you to do is kick the Morgan Lee Band out of the studio, please.
You guys have to go take a break somewhere.
Terry, 5 pop culture questions, as you know. You get more right than Paul from the Morgan Lee Band. You're going to get $100 of my money thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors. A garage door and gate store.com. Also, Terry, you know this. All ties will go to the Morgan Lee Band, okay?
Yes, sir.
Donnie Wahlberg and Jenny McCarthy renewed their vows on their 10th anniversary. What group did Donnie form back in the 80s and is still a part of today?
Oh, God. Is it the New Kids on the Block?
After 23 years, Blake Shelton is parting ways with his record label. Who is his wife?
Gwen Stefani.
Drew Barrymore says she regrets doing Playboy back in the day because she didn't know the internet was going to be a thing and live there forever. Drew starred in 3 movies with Adam Sandler. Name any of them.
That really sucks. No, I don't know.
Esquire magazine ranked Tom Hanks' best movies in no particular order. Captain Phillips, Saving Private Ryan, and Apollo 13 were the top 3. What placed number 1?
Saving Private Ryan.
And finally, Jennifer Lopez posted some summer photos with Ben Affleck nowhere in sight. She also included inspirational quotes like, "Everything is unfolding in divine order." Ugh. Name the 2019 film J-Lo starred in about a crew of New York City strippers who begin to steal money by drugging stock traders and CEOs who visit their club and then running up their credit cards.
I don't know that one.
Okay, Terry, let's get the Morgan Lee Band back in the studio.
Hey.
Terry, you're on the 5, you're in traffic. Where's the eventual destination?
Actually, Ken Grody Ford.
Okay. Terry did 3 out of 5, Paul, from the Morgan Lee Band. Guys, Donnie Wahlberg and Jenny McCarthy renewed their vows on their 10th anniversary. What group did Donnie form back in the 80s and is still a part of today?
New Kids on the Block.
That is right. Terry knew that. It's 1-1. After 23 years, Blake Shelton's parting ways with his record label. Who's his wife?
Current wife?
Correct.
Gwen Stefani?
Gwen Stefani. It's 2-2. Drew Barrymore says she regrets doing Playboy back in the day because she didn't know the internet was going to be a thing and live forever there. Drew starred in 3 movies with Adam Sandler. Name any of them.
51st Dates.
That is right.
It's a great movie.
Extra credit. You want to name the other two?
Blended.
Yes. The one I didn't think you'd get.
So why?
Because the other one's obvious for you guys. The Wedding Singer.
Oh, The Wedding Singer.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So now it is 3-2. Terry did not know. Esquire magazine ranked Tom Hanks' best movies in no particular order. Captain Phillips, Saving Private Ryan, and Apollo 13 were the top 3. What placed number 1?
That's it. Saving Private Ryan?
That is right.
Oh.
Terry knew that as well. Paul's killing it. 4-3. And finally, guys, Jennifer Lopez posted some summer photos with Ben Affleck nowhere in sight. Big shock. Also a big shock, not. She also included inspirational quotes like, "Everything is unfolding in divine order." I'll pause for eye roll. Good. Name the 2019 film J-Lo starred in about a crew of New York City strippers who begin to steal money by drugging stock traders and CEOs who visit their club and then running up their credit cards.
I have no idea.
Wait.
Anybody want to throw one out there?
Made in Manhattan.
Made in Manhattan. I didn't know that she moonlit as a stripper.
That'd be great.
That's great, though. That's great. J-Lo was actually really strong in the movie Hustlers.
Hustler. I knew it started with an H.
Terry, today, the Morgan Lee Band, Paul specifically, let's be honest, entirely takes you down by a score of 4-3. So you're not going to get any of my money, thank you guys. But we do have a great prize for you. Jessica, where's Terry going to spend Friday night?
You're going to be at Dan and Shay at the North Island Credit Union Amphitheater.
Yay.
Terry, you're a good sport. Unfortunately, I do have to have you say this.
Hi, I am Terry from Lakeside, and I flunked out of Tammy College of Hollywood Knowledge featuring the Morgan Lee Band.
It's always a very special treat when we get live musicians in studio. It's even more of a special treat when I can call them friends, and that's what today is all about, as the Morgan Lee Band is here helping me host the show when Tammy is on her vacation, her long-deserved vacation. They're opening for Matt Stell tonight at Beach House, and we're going to hear some of your favorite Morgan Lee covers, I'm sure, but also some originals, and we're super stoked about that. I really would like you guys to play an original right now, if you wouldn't mind.
We would love to, yeah.
Talk about this one.
So Paul and I, we've been writing songs together for, what, like 13? We always say 12 years, but it's definitely, it's longer than that now. And this is one of the first songs that we wrote together called Foolish.
Okay. So. The Morgan Lee Band. Will we hear this tonight?
Yes, you'll hear this one tonight. Full band, though.
Take it away, guys.
Used to be you and me. We fit so perfectly together in a world where we don't need nothing. Just a simple kind of loving, cause you need more. But I'm not the one who used to be loved. Now I'm giving up. And sometimes love is just not enough. Cause I can't look at you the same way anymore. Don't go telling me you love me only when I'm walking out the door. I got this feeling I can't shake. Cause in the morning I was breaking down. You said I'm foolish, but I know you're fooling around. Whoa, yeah, yeah, I know you're fooling around. Whoa, yeah. Sometimes the day to day, it just gets in the way. Sometimes I scream and shout. Right words that never come out. Cause you win the war, but I lose the fight. You win the arguments, but I know I'm right. If you're thinking of leaving, don't think twice. Cause I can't look at you the same way anymore. Don't go telling me you love me only when I'm walking out the door. Got this feeling I can't shake. Cause in the morning I was breaking down. You said I'm foolish, but I know you're fooling around. Oh, oh, oh. I wanna scream and shout. Rap words that never come out. Scream and shout. Cause I can't look at you the same way anymore. Don't go telling me you love me only when I'm walking out the door. I got this feeling I can't shake. Cause in the morning I was breaking down. You said I'm foolish, but I know you're fooling around.
Beautiful. This just in.
Thank you.
You sound good together. You really do. That's not easy to do early in the morning. So I really appreciate that. The Morgan Lee Band opening for Matt Stell tonight at Beach House, Belmont Park. By the way, we're also going to have Morgan Lee and the band help us announce the headliners for Stagecoach. 8:05, you'll find out the people you'll be seeing Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Stagecoach. It's going to be a huge announcement. Don't miss at 8:05 this morning. But coming up next, speaking of the show tonight, yesterday you guys asked me if I would ruin your set by coming on stage and performing
John the Destroyer.
Performing with you. Have we figured out what song we're going to play since it's tonight and I haven't practiced with you guys
yet? I don't think we should tell the crowd. I think they should.
We're going to talk about it off the air. We're going to talk about it next, okay? So
okay.
I'd appreciate a little bit of help. You know, not
we
much.
We know what it's not. Piano Man. It's not.
All right. That's coming up next. But first, we are back with Morgan Lee Band, who have been kind and gracious enough not only to perform for us, be my guest host, as Tammy is taking a long-deserved vacation, and is also the guys and the gal playing tonight at Beach House, Belmont Park, opening for Matt Stell. You can get your ticket still, $20. I hope this next segment won't dissuade you from going to the show.
No, it's going to make them want to come.
Oh, Morgan. I would love if what you're saying came true. I was asked, and reluctantly, because it really makes me nervous, accepted to come on stage tonight and play a little harmonica with you guys. Thank you for the opportunity. I have not played live for a very long time, other than just annoying the crap out of my family, my friends, and anybody that hears me do Piano Man.
You know, it's so fun, though, because every time that you've played with us, it's always like a highlight that we remember and other people talk about, too. Like, remember that one time John came up?
Are you just saying that?
No, I'm serious.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's very kind.
Everyone thinks you do a good job except you, John.
Well, Dr. I was going to say, you sound exactly like my therapist, bro. That's nuts.
Everyone
thank
loves
you.
John except
that
John.
That was a nice thing to say. Thank you, and I need to work on that. Okay, so anyway, I was really hoping that you would tell me the song and we can broadcast it to everybody listening. But I like what we're doing with this. So I know the song we're going to do, but it's going to be kind of a surprise.
It's a surprise. Yeah. You have to come to the show tonight to hear what John's going to do.
Can I ask a couple questions to get people thinking?
Okay.
Is it a crowd pleaser?
Of course.
100%.
Is it a song people know and can sing along to?
100%.
Can they sing loudly as to cover up my poor harmonica playing?
I mean,
we're going to ask them to be silent during your solo.
My solo? Okay, literally, I almost wet myself. There'll be no solo.
All
except solo, they can't hear me.
And solo, yeah.
There's not. Everybody knows this song. They know every word to it.
Okay.
We'll say it's one of those songs where, like, first two chords, people can be like, oh my God, I know this song.
All right. Okay.
I'll give a little hint.
No.
There's also a fiddle in it.
Yeah. I mean, also a guitar.
Harmonica and fiddle. Yeah.
Very vague.
No,
that's okay. Okay. So ponder that and get to KSON.com. Get your tickets. The show is tonight, Belmont Park Beach House. All the details are at KSON.com. And, of course, Matt Stell is our headliner. I'll be going to KUSI later on this morning with Matt to promote the show, and he'll be playing some of his music on KUSI starting about 9:15 this morning. So check that out. At 8:05, y'all will be playing the headliners.
Yes.
So we can announce properly Stagecoach, okay? Y'all ready for that? You better warm up. Not that you're not prepared, but... okay, that's 8:05. Stagecoach announcement. John and Tammy featuring the Morgan Lee Band. San Diego's Morning Show on KSON. You've been waiting a long time for this. Well, since the last notes of Morgan Wallen's show ended at Stagecoach 2024, the announcement of who is headlining Stagecoach 2025. I'm very happy to have, and as are you, to not hear me yap about it, but have the Morgan Lee Band let you know via their talent. Let's start with Friday's headliner at Stagecoach. Is currently one of the biggest stars on the planet. He's selling out enormous domes everywhere. This is our headliner, Zach Bryan.
We're having an steal the Bible for the sake of my survival. Baptize me in a bottle of bean, put Johnny on the vinyl.
Zach Bryan headlining our next headliner.
All right, boys, ready?
I only talk to God when I need a favor, and I only pray when I ain't got a prayer. So who the hell am I? Who the hell am I to expect a savior? Oh, and I only talk to God when I need a favor. But God, I need a favor.
Jelly Roll Act actually asked Stagecoach, whatever it takes, I will come back and headline. And he promised to spend his own money to fly out a ton of guests to join him on stage.
No way.
Yeah, and he's going to do it. He's headlining Stagecoach.
All right, we'll do it.
I guess we missed the email.
Say no more.
We'll see who he brings out, as Stagecoach really has overtaken Coachella as the Coachella Valley's most popular festival. We got full proof of that last year. And our final headliner, you've seen him at Stagecoach before. He is one of the biggest and most record-setting artists in our country music format of the last 5 years, having, I think, three separate singles go diamond status, which is massive, 10 million per. That would be this cat.
Then you rolled in with your hair in the wind, baby, without warning. I was doing all right, but just your side had my heart storming. The moon went hiding, stars went shining, rain was driving, thunder and lightning. You wrecked my whole world when you came and hit me like a hurricane.
Returning to Stagecoach, this time as headliner. This is going to be a massive show. We say it every year, but the last few years really have stepped up to the plate and knocked it out of the park. Talking about Jelly Roll, Zach Bryan, Luke Combs, but that's just the headliners. Brothers Osborne coming back, Carly Pierce, Dylan Scott, Tucker Wetmore, Shaboozy, Nico Moon, Dasha, George Burge, Midland, Scotty McCreary, Connor Smith, Chase Beckham, Alexander Kay, and more. That's the gist of it, okay? And the big headliners, one more time, Jelly Roll, Zach Bryan, and Luke Combs. Guys, congrats. That was a beautiful job, by the way.
Thank you.
That was such if you announce us on that lineup, we could just sneak in?
And here's even better news. The Road to Stagecoach, John and Tammy's Road to Stagecoach, officially starts now. Get to KSON.com. All you got to do is enter your name, and then starting next week, September 16th, we will have a pair to give away at 8:05. Hopefully, we call your name, and you call in within the allotted time. The Road to Stagecoach starts right now. Again, thank you, Morgan Lee Band, for an awesome job.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Helping us out for not only the Stagecoach announcement, but all week helping us out, guest hosting for Tammy, John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON. One more time with the Morgan Lee Band. Paul, keep your guitar out. I've got a special request. As today, guys, in the Morgan Lee Band, is not only your big show opening up for Matt Stell at the Beach House Belmont Park. Have I mentioned that enough today? Go to KSON.com and get your tickets. They're only $20. Today is also one of my most favorite days in the history of my life, because my oldest daughter, Abigail Marie, was born. She would hate it if I called her Abigail Marie. Her name, she goes by Abby.
Aww.
She was originally going to be named Samantha, but when she came out, we're like, no, this is more of an Abigail. Abby now. Anyway, it's her birthday today. She's 26 years old. I'm not sure how that's possible, since I'm only 28, but it just seems to work. So can we do a little quick happy birthday for my daughter?
Yeah.
What do you think? Just a quick Morgan? And
you know it?
I mean, it's a pretty common song, just kind of sad.
It's a pretty I'm sorry, who's that by?
Do you remember it? Okay, there we go.
Okay, here
we go. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Abby. We probably should have practiced that.
Who let the weird deep voice dude get involved?
Yeah. Happy birthday, dear Abby.
I'm sorry, it's called country music, John.
Hey, guys. I hope you have had as much fun as I've had having you guys here. I've had a blast.
We've had so much fun.
I know it's been a fun day of shows when I'm exhausted when they're done, and I am so tired right now, because all we've done is laugh and had fun, and I can't wait for tonight. Can't wait
and
to watch you.
Let's move the party to the beach house.
Okay, yeah. To the beach house it is, Belmont Park. $20 tickets at KSON.com. Matt Stell is going to be our headliner, but of course, get there early to watch the Morgan Lee Band, and a special guest performer who is very nervous about that.
A special guest named John.
Yes, I've heard
that. Harmonica Little.
A little harmonica. Why do you have to harmonica shame me, Morgan? You don't know what that does to me. All right, have a great day, guys. Greg's in next. Don't forget, Road to Stagecoach is officially underway. KSON.com is where you enter. We are back with Morgan Lee Band, who have been kind and gracious enough not only to perform for us, be my guest host, as Tammy is taking a long-deserved vacation, and is also the guys and the gal playing tonight at Beach House, Belmont Park, opening for Matt Stell. You can get your ticket still, $20. I hope this next segment won't dissuade you from going to the show.
No, it's going to make him want to come.
Oh, Morgan, Morgan, Morgan. I would love if what you're saying came true. I was asked, and reluctantly, because it really makes me nervous, accepted to come on stage tonight and play a little harmonica with you guys. Thank you for the opportunity. I have not played live for a very long time, other than just annoying the crap out of my family, my friends, and anybody that hears me do piano, man.
You know, it's so fun, though, because every time that you've played with us, it's always like a highlight that we remember, and other people talk about, too. Like, remember that one time John came up?
Are you just saying that?
No, no. I'm serious.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's very kind.
Everyone thinks you do a good job except you, John.
Well, Dr. I was going to say, you sound exactly like my therapist, bro. That's nuts.
Everyone likes John.
That was a nice thing to say. Thank you, and I need to work on that. Okay, so anyway, I was really hoping that you would tell me the song and we can broadcast it to everybody listening. But I like what we're doing with this. So I know the song we're going to do, but it's going to be kind of a surprise.
It's a surprise. Yeah. You have to come to the show tonight to hear what John's going to do.
Can I ask a couple questions to get people thinking?
Okay.
Okay.
Is it a crowd pleaser?
Of course.
100%.
Is it a song people know and can sing along to?
100%.
Can they sing loudly as to cover up my poor harmonica playing?
We're going to ask them to be silent during your solo.
My solo? Okay, literally, I almost wet myself. There'll be no solo.
All
except solo, they can't hear me.
And solo, yeah.
There's not... Everybody knows this song. They know every word to it.
Okay.
We'll say it's one of those songs where, like, first two chords, people are going to be like, oh my God, I know this song.
All right. Okay.
I'll give a little hint.
No.
There's also a fiddle in it. Yeah.
I mean, also a guitar.
Harmonica and fiddle. Yeah.
Very vague. So that's okay. Okay. So ponder that and get to KSON.com. Get your tickets. The show is tonight, Belmont Park Beach House. All the details are at KSON.com. And of course, Matt Stell is our headliner. I'll be going to KUSI later on this morning with Matt to promote the show, and he'll be playing some of his music on KUSI starting about 9:15 this morning. So check that out. At 8:05, y'all will be playing the headliners.
Yes.
So we can announce properly Stagecoach, okay? Y'all ready for that? You better warm up. Not that you're not prepared, but... okay, that's 8:05. Stagecoach announcement. John and Tammy featuring the Morgan Lee Band. San Diego's Morning Show on KSON. You've been waiting a long time for this. Well, since the last notes of Morgan Wallen's show ended at Stagecoach 2024, the announcement of who is headlining Stagecoach 2025. I'm very happy to have, and as are you, to not hear me yap about it, but have the Morgan Lee Band let you know via their talent. Let's start with Friday's headliner at Stagecoach. Is currently one of the biggest stars on the planet. He's selling out enormo domes everywhere. This is our headliner, Zach Bryan.
We're having an all-night revival. Someone call the women in. Someone steal the Bible. Gonna save my survival. Baptize me in a bottle of bean. Put Johnny on the vinyl.
Zach Bryan headlining. Our next headliner.
All right, boys, ready?
I only talk to God when I need a favor. And I only pray when I ain't got a prayer. So who the hell am I? Who the hell am I to expect a savior? Oh, and I only talk to God when I need a favor. But God, I need a favor.
Jelly Roll actually asked Stagecoach, whatever it takes, I will come back and headline. And he promised to spend his own money to fly out a ton of guests to join him on stage.
No way.
Yeah, and he's going to do it. He's headlining Stagecoach.
All right, we'll do it.
I guess we missed the email.
Say no more.
We'll see who he brings out, as Stagecoach really has overtaken Coachella as the Coachella Valley's most popular festival. We got full proof of that last year. And our final headliner, you've seen him at Stagecoach before. He is one of the biggest and most record-setting artists in our country music format of the last 5 years, having, I think, three separate singles go diamond status, which is massive, 10 million per. That would be this cat.
Then you rolled in with your hair in the wind, baby, without warning. I was doing all right, but just your side had my heart storming. The moon went high. stars went shining, rain was driving, thunder and lightning. You wrecked my whole world when you came and hit me like a hurricane.
Returning to Stagecoach, this time as headliner. This is going to be a massive show. We say it every year, but the last few years really have stepped up to the plate and knocked it out of the park. Talking about Jelly Roll, Zach Bryan, Luke Combs, but that's just the headliners. Brothers Osborne coming back, Carly Pierce, Dylan Scott, Tucker Wetmore, Shaboozy, Nico Moon, Dasha, George Burge, Midland, Scotty McCreery, Connor Smith, Chase Beckham, Alexander Kay, and more. That's the gist of it, okay? And the big headliners, one more time, Jelly Roll, Zach Bryan, and Luke Combs. Guys, congrats. That was beautiful job, by the way.
Thank you.
That was such if a... you announce us on that lineup, we could just sneak in?
And here's even better news. The Road to Stagecoach, John and Tammy's Road to Stagecoach, officially starts now. Get to KSON.com. All you got to do is enter your name, and then starting next week, September 16th, we will have a pair to give away at 8:05. Hopefully, we call your name, and you call in within the allotted time. The Road to Stagecoach starts right now. Again, thank you, Morgan Lieban, for an awesome job.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Helping us out for not only the Stagecoach announcement, but all week helping us out, guest hosting for Tammy, John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. One more time with the Morgan Lieban. Paul, keep your guitar out. I've got a special request. As today, guys, in the Morgan Lieban, is not only your big show opening up for Matt Stell at the Beach House Belmont Park. Have I mentioned that enough today? Go to KSON.com and get your tickets. They're only $20. Today is also one of my most favorite days in the history of my life, because my oldest daughter, Abigail Marie, was born. She would hate it if I called her Abigail Marie. Her name, she goes by Abby.
Aww.
She was originally going to be named Samantha, but when she came out, we're like, no, this is more of an Abigail. Abby now. Anyway, it's her birthday today. She's 26 years old. I'm not sure how that's possible, since I'm only 28, but it just seems to work. So can we do a little quick happy birthday for my daughter?
Yeah.
What do you think? Just a quick, Morgan? And
you know it?
I mean, it's a pretty common song, just kind of sang.
It's a pretty common.
I'm sorry, who's that by?
Do you remember it? Okay, there we go.
Okay, here
we go. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Abby. We probably should have practiced that.
Who let the weird deep voice dude get involved?
Yeah. Happy birthday, dear Abby.
I'm sorry, it's called country music, John.
Will hey, you guys, go with me?
I hope you have had as much fun as I've had having you guys here. I've had a blast.
We've had so much fun.
I know. It's been a fun day of shows when I'm exhausted when they're done, and I am so tired right now because all we've done is laugh and had fun, and I can't wait for tonight. Can't wait
and
to watch you.
Let's move the party to the beach house.
Okay, yeah. To the beach house it is, Belmont Park, $20 tickets at KSON.com. Matt Stell is going to be our headliner, but of course, get there early to watch the Morgan Lee Band and a special guest performer who is very nervous about that.
A special guest named John.
Yes, I've heard
with
good
a harmonica little.
A little harmonica. Why do you have to harmonica shame me, Morgan? You don't know what that does to me. All right, have a great day, guys. Greg's in next. Don't forget, Road to Stagecoach is officially underway. KSON.com is where you enter. One more time with the Morgan Lee Band. Paul, keep your guitar out. I've got a special request. As today, guys, in the Morgan Lee Band, is not only your big show opening up for Matt Stell at the Beach House Belmont Park. Have I mentioned that enough today? Go to KSON.com and get your tickets. They're only $20. Today is also one of my most favorite days in the history of my life, because my oldest daughter, Abigail Marie, was born. She would hate it if I called her Abigail Marie. Her name, she goes by Abby.
Aww.
She was originally going to be named Samantha, but when she came out, we're like, no, this is more of an Abigail. Abby now. Anyway, it's her birthday today. She's 26 years old. I'm not sure how that's possible, since I'm only 28, but it just seems to work. So can we do a little quick happy birthday for my daughter?
Yeah.
What do you think? Just a quick, Morgan? And
you know it?
I mean, it's a pretty common song, just kind of sang.
It's a pretty common. I'm sorry, who's that by?
Do you remember it? Okay, there we go.
Okay, here
we go. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Abby. We probably should have practiced that.
Who let the weird deep voice
dude
get involved?
Yeah.
Happy birthday, dear Abby.
I'm sorry, it's called country music, John.
Will
hey, guys.
You go with me?
I hope you have had as much fun as I've had having you guys here. I've had a blast.
We've had so much fun.
I know It's been a fun day of shows when I'm exhausted when they're done, and I am so tired right now because all we've done is laugh and had fun, and I can't wait for tonight. Can't wait to
and
watch
now let's
you.
Move the party to the beach house.
Okay, yeah. To the beach house it is, Belmont Park, $20 tickets at KSON.com. Matt Stell is going to be our headliner, but of course, get there early to watch the Morgan Lee Band and a special guest performer who is very nervous about that.
A special guest named John.
Yes, I've heard
that. With a harmonica little.
Tiny little harmonica. Why do you have to harmonica shame me, Morgan? You don't know what that does to me. All right, have a great day, guys. Greg's in next. Don't forget, Road to Stagecoach is officially underway. KSON.com is where you enter.